Hi. Welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Dave Zabotakis. He's the CEO of Doble. They're a manufacturer of diagnostic instruments and services and in the business of helping the power industry improve operations and optimize system performance, and they've been in business for almost a century. So, hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. Well, you know, with all of the attention on the future and where things are going with the industry, a lot of push on developing technologies, there's a big risk of just people, of a lot of knowledge falling between the cracks, a lot of engineers not being up on all of the things they should be in order to design a system properly. And I understand you do a lot in the educational and training space as well.
We do. We think it's a critically important part of our industry going forward, and we're very proud and humbled to be a partner around the world to be able to provide and assist in closing up some of that skill gap that's going to be needed.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, the engineering space is quite broad and deep. What kind of areas do you focus on in your training and, I would say, retraining efforts in some cases, I would imagine?
Well, that's a pretty... I can give you a very broad answer because as our industry changes, the type of skills that we're looking for also changes. Primarily, our industry is very based off of electrical and power engineering. That's mm-hmm. why we have associations like the IEEE PES, which focuses on power engineering. If I may, the situation you're running into is what I would call a perfect storm in the next decade. Those of us in this business are very, very fortunate to be doing what we do today. In the next 10 years, I truly believe that we're going to transform one of the largest industries in the world into a much more high-tech, automated system. And there's needs for that in many ways, which of course provokes needs and talent skills that are different than what we have today.
That's a very, very good point, Dave, because when you start talking about things like the smart grid and Internet of Things, you've got literally very complex digital systems on one side, and on the other side, depending on the legacy of the grid or the legacy of the microgrid or the industrial facility that the system's set up in, the engineer involved might have to understand very, very basic transformer technologies and then very, very advanced digital isolator technologies.
Exactly. So, there you have, not only a skill gap, but a skill convergence that's going to be needed. I mean, when you think about it, we kind of have a perfect storm in our industry that we get to, as I say, play in, just because I'm very passionate about the industry and taking a very proactive and fun look at it. So you have an aging workforce. You have upwards of 50% of power engineers across the country are eligible to retire in the next 5 years. That's a significant problem that our industry faces. And of course, what that means is you're losing people and knowledge. You have an aging infrastructure that has to be maintained, albeit one of the most reliable electric power infrastructures in the world. It's still an aging infrastructure. So it requires much more monitoring, and reliability is becoming more and more prevalent. You have a new grid that's coming in through smart grid technology using wind, solar, green vehicles. All these things have an impact on the overall grid throughout the United States. On top of that, you've got a limited pipeline of people who are interested and going to work at their grandfather's old electric company, as they hear, which is wrong, because the type of skill sets we need are so much more advanced than what our grandparents did when they came to work here. The other issue in this perfect storm is that this aging workforce is a global phenomena, with baby boomers basically retiring. So it doesn't matter if it's in the electric and power industry, if it's in carpentry, if it's in automobile. all those people who are 55 plus, they're all retiring and they're in all the industries, and every one of those industries has the same issue. We have to replace these people. So we're all fighting to get more staff, qualified staff, from a very limited size pool. So that's part of the problem. And then the final piece of this perfect storm, as I would put it, is that, let's face it, we are heavily involved as a society in the electrification of society. There are more and more and more things we do that require electricity. So right. The demand is up. You have supply issues, infrastructure issues. You've got aging workforce and knowledge issues. So all these things are converging in this next 10 years. And that's the perfect storm that I was describing. And the skills gap has got to be one of those main items that has to be focused on.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Dave, you're absolutely right. It's both the convergence of skill sets and the loss of skill sets and the need for engineers to even understand more. So those are really, really outrageous pressures if you think about it. You're losing skills at the same time you need even more skills to accomplish the next generation tasks.
Yeah, you do. When you think about, it's impossible to replace folks that are retiring with all this knowledge one for one, because that's just the pipeline's right. Not that large. So what we're fortunate is that we're developing innovative new technologies, and that in and of itself brings in a new type of employee into our industry, which makes it very exciting. But we have to have new types of sensors and monitoring systems. Doble has an asset risk management system called ARMS, which draws from monitors live data. It also draws in existing historical test data, and it has an analytical platform, and then, so it creates all this data to provide actionable intelligence to go to the operations center or the asset management group of utilities. So just in that one piece requires people who have to know how to test, they have to know what their instruments are, they have to understand what the test results mean, they have to understand what data goes where and when it goes there, and then there's somebody on the asset group that has to tie all that to finances. So this is a really, our industry is going to become more complex, which brings in more people with different skills. But these advanced technologies will help us offset the fact that we have so many people retiring.
Got you completely. Now, what are some of the things that you're doing to in the industry? I mean, like some of your direct actions within the industry.
Well, several things that we do. For example, we have coming up next week, we have a Doble Fine Point conference on circuit breaker training, and that conference is really driven to be hands-on training around circuit breakers, relay protection. Such as the work that's being done at Texas A&M and Georgia Tech. We do other large and significant conferences like that, such as the Life of a Transformer, where we'll get 500-600 folks who are involved in a transformer business, and we go through the life cycle of a transformer up until advanced analytics. So we get a variety of folks, from younger students that come who are just learning what transformers are about, and how to maintain them on a minimal level, to the highest level of asset management risk systems. From Doble's perspective, we offer many of those type of programs. I think annually around the world, we offer about 80 plus different seminars, conferences, and such forth that are geared purely to knowledge. And we're very proud of that, and we think that's something that is expected of us from our partners and our clients. From a broader perspective, Alex, you've got industry folks that are doing some incredible things. I serve on the board of advisors for the IEEE Power and Energy Society Scholarship Plus Initiative. This is a fantastic initiative, and the whole goal there primarily is to get interest from students and then to get them into power and electrical engineering programs. And so we can start building that pipeline. And, you know, thus far, it's gone very, very well. We've raised over $10 million. We've given millions out into roughly in the last 3 years, a little over 500 scholarships to a variety of different schools. You know, these are big pushes that the industry recognizes and have to happen. So these are exciting things to see. For us, for Adobe, we also partner at more local levels. We have a partnership with Richmond Community College down in the Carolinas, where we partner with them and help provide them not only training and lecturers, but we also provide them test equipment. Then we've got the University of Tennessee in Chattanooga, where we basically do the same thing there. And from a global perspective, we've got a similar partnership with University of Caledonia in Glasgow. So, Doble's not the only one doing these things, but as an industry, we all recognize the need to do this to bring in more innovative, bright skill sets.
There you go. And, you know, and actually that's all very commendable, Dave. It really is, because obviously if people like you and companies like Doble aren't pushing the industry to maintain and grow, then it can only stagnate, because you have to do something to replace the skill sets from the engineers that are leaving, and, of course, obviously add the skill sets of the new technologies that are being joined to the industry.
Right. Right.
So, Dave, do you have any final thoughts for our audience before we close out the episode?
Well, yeah, I would say, you know, first of all, you know, we welcome people to go to our Fine Point website. They can see there as a fine example of what we're doing. It's www.doble/finepoint. I think it's an exciting opportunity for a lot of folks to experience the kind of knowledge purveyance that we put out there to help the industry. There's people can, you know, speak directly with us. They can go to our website, doble.com, and go to our events tab, and they can see what we're doing there. They can always contact any of the other local utilities and such forth. They can contact IEEE PES on their website, which is www.ee-scholarship.org, and find things that they're doing. They can go to getting military people transferred. You can go to the Heroes to Hires job site, which is h2h.jobs. There's a lot of things that are happening, the IEEE IPES scholarship site has a lot of information and additional links that could be used.
Great. And I must admit, I especially like the military thing, because I'm a vet myself. I think what you're doing is commendable, and I think it's critically important that more people and more companies do this. But I'm really glad you guys are. And I want to really thank you, Dave, for taking the time coming to the show and telling us about it.
I appreciate it. It's a very exciting time to be doing this. We're very passionate about this topic, and I hope that these types of discussions really get the word out, and perhaps some of those younger folks who are on the fence about where they might want to do with their careers, if you're listening, I can tell you there will be no better career than this type of a career going forward in the next 10, 15 years. The demand for power and electrical engineers is going to skyrocket, and the supply will be very limited. So anyone who knows the dynamics of supply and demand knows what happens, with the capabilities to be able to get jobs and the capability to make good money whenever demand is high and supply is low.
You're absolutely right, Dave. And I want to point out that power engineering is one of the most fraternal groups of professionals in known civilization. I've been reporting in this space for about 15 years or so, and the people and the groups and the organizations and everyone is just so passionate and dedicated in the power space. It's not only a great place to join for a career, but it's also a great place to join for the camaraderie.
Yeah, certainly is. Look, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. And if there's anything else that you could ever need from myself or any of our family here at Doble, our doors are open to all of you.
Excellent. And we'll drag you back, Dave, because you are obviously full of a ton of info, and we can't even cover it all in one podcast. So I am definitely bringing you back. So I'm looking forward to the next time we chat.
Me as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, the pleasure's mine, Dave. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.